Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
My name is David Ross, and I am the producer of DuPont's Basement at DuPont Underground.
And it is arriving this Sunday, July 11th, from noon to 5 p.m., 19 yes. DuPont Circle Northwest. Explain what this is. Where exactly is it located? It's like an underground space, but how do we actually access it?
Okay, so you can access it. DU has four entrances on one side of the circle. So we will only be allowing people to access through 19th Street, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. So that's out. The 19 DuPont Circle Northwest is right next to the Starbucks over there on 19th Street. So that'll be one of the entrances, and so it'll be on the platform level, which is about 15,000 square feet. That's where we're going to have vendors selling all kinds of items from vintage clothing, collectibles, art, some sweets. We have a great vendor named Sweets by Shy Bridges, who does an amazing banana pudding in a jar and things like that. So yeah, it's going to be a funky flea market, arts market sort of thing. Basically, I did a market there in January of 2020 called Below Zero. And it was the first market really done there, and about 5,000 people came out and went really well. And so, definitely wanted to come back to DuPont to really test out, a market, because I'm trying to do the weekly funky flea in DC that's I'm really trying to build up. So
cool. So let's go into the vendors a little bit more. I know there's I think at least the website says there's 18 total. Could you rattle off a couple? You mentioned like one or two just now, but could you rattle off any of the 18?
Yeah. So, all right. So I have a great painter. He goes by Eduardo. He always comes with, he also vends with me in another market. Eduardo comes with about 40 pieces that are very eclectic. A lot of landscapes, and also there's a lot of urban designs. I have a group called The Future of What, which is they sell vintage items. They're from by this woman named Kelly Queener. They're from Richmond, and so basically they sell everything from vintage clothes to vintage furniture. I have Jolo Books, which is really an independent bookstore. Oriana. Growing up, she didn't see herself reflected in a lot of, as a Latina immigrant, she didn't see herself reflected in a lot of the books that she read. So basically she wanted to create a bookstore that reflected those stories. And so she basically has a bunch of books written by people of color, telling stories by people of color. I have Made It For You, which is a guy who does, he makes bikes. He builds and makes bikes. And so he's going to be selling a bunch. He's going to have a bunch of bikes in the platform for people to be able to purchase. Capital Vintage, which is one of my favorites. This guy, Chris Hagens. Chris has, these are vintage clothes, but Chris has, he's a knack for the nostalgic pieces. So for instance, like the same style of shorts Andre Agassi wore when he played tennis, or like old school Nike windbreakers or things like that is what he has. I mean, cause people love to pick from it old sports stuff. I mean, like whether it's like a old Michigan hoodie, HBCU, t-shirt conference classic from like 1994. All right. I mean, he has a whole gamut of them all. Sovereign Treasures, this woman who does a lot, she does glass art. And so I'm really excited about her. This will be my first time, having her there, and many others. So definitely a lot of variety at the market.
Cool. Thank you for running through some of those. I have to put two radio pieces together. So I like having a variety of, different people to highlight in each one. So that'll be
okay.
You did the job. Thanks, man.
No problem.
I know you have experience doing this before. How often have you done this at DuPont, like pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID, I only did it at DuPont once. So,
and what other locations, I guess, is my other part of the question.
Okay, so, well, pre-COVID, the first market I ever did was at DuPont Underground. But after, so, like, I do a weekly market in Arlington called National Landing Market. That started May 15th. The hours are from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. First, we started off at a... So my partners for that are the National Landing and Business Improvement District and JBG Smith, the developer. of the land that we have. And so first we were on the plaza level there at 220, South 20th Street, but we moved because we were kind of hard to find. We moved to 2121 Crystal Drive. And so that had really been like where I really started producing something weekly, because we were there every Saturday selling anything from, you know, kind of like a lot of the same, except I don't have the hot food items underground like I would do outdoors in Arlington. But yeah, but definitely getting a feel for, you know, I mean, I have vendors out there selling leather goods, you know, purses, handbags, accessories to an Italian guy named Enzo, who runs Vincenzo's Vintage, who just spends his days at estate sales and auctions and buys like really interesting pieces that like he picks really well. And so, you know, the impetus was this to really, I mean, I like some of the flea markets where you can find a little bit of everything, just, you know, I like the mix of somebody being able to resell stuff, and also like the mix of somebody who just made something, you know, just because like they can all sell it together. Like you can buy a used denim jacket and also buy a painting that somebody just created. That's definitely like the shopping experience I'm trying to create. And what I've noticed is the demand is there. You know, it's just really just like, it's the consistency that really needs to take place, but also like, the vendors are there because anytime you announce you're doing a market, I'm surprised like how many people come out of the woodwork saying like, I sell candles. I do this. Like I am constantly impressed by the people that send in pitches by what they do from Virginia, DC and Maryland, in terms of what like a lot of people are creating. So that's why I've been like, you know what? I'm really trying to cultivate like that big flea market experience in this region.
And you call it a funky flea market?
Yeah, I call it. I go back and forth on it. I call it a funky flea market. Because people have so many different associations with these names. For instance, in Virginia, they wanted to call it a crafts market, and I was like, don't call it a crafts market, because people specifically think about they think a certain thing about crafts, even though we have crafts at that. There's right. Other things there, you know. And so, but even with flea, I mean, some people would be like, they're like, why don't I don't sell at flea markets? And I'm like, well. I'm like, my version of flea is very expansive, you know? Right. And so then they realize, especially some of the fashion folks who had like new fashion items, they're like, well, we don't sell like old stuff. And this encompasses everything. So, I mean, like the more appropriate term would be for like almost like a bazaar, an international market. You know, if you ever been to a market overseas and you see anything and everything being sold and people negotiating on anything and everything, that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Exactly. Yeah, man, names are tricky. So wait, speaking of which, and this is more for my purposes, but mm-hmm. So your event, your actual, you know, market's called DuPont's Basement, but mm-hmm. Like the website's DupontUnderground.org. So
yeah.
Is DuPont Underground like a larger thing that hosts multiple different events, and DuPont's Basement's just one of those events? Is that correct?
Yeah. So DuPont Underground is the arts nonprofit that manages the 75,000 square feet underneath DuPont Circle, the old trolley station, which is owned by the deputy mayor's office of DC. That's the landlord. And so DU, basically, you know, I mean, they're a nonprofit that hosts a series of events, you know. I mean, my history goes back pretty long there, because I used to be managing director of that nonprofit. And so basically I had done a lot of events during my tenure there, you know what I'm saying, for the organization. This is just me partnering with the organization to use their space.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I clarify that, so the listeners know like what website to go to and everything.
I want to call it DuPont's Basement, because I was just like, you know what, you're underneath DuPont, and I like the name.
It's a freaking great name. Before we run, give me a sense of, I know you've probably been wanting to do this for months, if not more than a year, but because of COVID, you know, you couldn't really be packing people down in an enclosed space underground. But can you speak to that a little bit? You know, like did you sort of like have your eye on the calendar watching case counts or vaccines? And now you're like, okay, I think we can finally, you know, get back and do this.
In Virginia, we did. Okay. You know, I mean, like, and I hope you don't mind my referencing, you know, because it definitely answers your question. You know, we moved the deadline. I mean, we were supposed to do this. We were talking about doing this last summer, you know, and then we were looking at fall, And then we, and then that didn't look like it was going to happen. So we moved it to spring. And for that phase, you know, it was like, basically we had a limit of how many vendors, were going to be allowed, because we were like around 20. We were trying to control crowd flow. Definitely weren't doing any food. And also there was strict, vendors had to sign a screening attestation and all sorts of, there's strict guidelines in terms of like how they were spaced out and that whole experience. And so, that was in an outdoor plaza. You know, for this, we definitely waited, until, you know, vaccine rollouts and also guidelines from the mayor in terms of what would be allowed in certain indoor spaces. And so, yeah, really, I mean, waited. And so, yeah, this will be, it's funny you bring this up. This will be the first indoor event I've had of the year. And so I didn't realize that, but yeah, gotcha. It is. So.
Gotcha. Well, congrats on being back. All right, cool. I have more than enough to work with. Is there anything else you want to add before we hop off here?
No, I mean, like, I guess like the only thing I want to add is that, you know, the, I would say, support these local vendors. I mean, these, like I said, I am continually impressed by how creative some of the people in the region are. You never know who's in your backyard until you really start doing these things. 'Cause they're old and young, of all, you know what I'm saying, of all backgrounds are really doing some creative stuff. And so I definitely want to showcase it more. So.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you reaching out. It's been a minute since we did the Madcap DC stuff, but
it has. Don't worry. It's always the passion project. So Dan Bloom and through each life milestone, Dan Bloom and always run it back. So like, Madcap is on a break, but Dan just had a kid and Dan's like, we got to record. And I'm like, all right, we'll get back soon. So yeah, we'll be back up and running very, very soon.
All right. Stay tuned for that, everybody, listeners around the area. But in the meantime, check out DuPont's basement. I love it. Sounds great.
Thank you so much, Jace. I really appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, man. We'll catch you later.